January 11th, 7:59 a.m. As I walk, it's been revealed last night and today that federal prosecutors had found in the files of Sacramento all my emails from all the servers that collected emails, and they collected all the correspondence. Myself, which may have been normal in doing an investigation, but what was revealed this morning was that India, and over the last, they had an extensive file on me, and that India psychic researchers were conducting experiments, testing and emotional simulations inside RCCC, which is the Sacramento Sheriff's Department. These emotional simulations required a handshake deal between the criminal element. This is time frame is 2011. Between the criminal element of Zilla gang members and the Sacramento Sheriff Department. The Zilla gang members are inside the units. Some psychic, some not, terrorizing, I was in there, the other incarcerated individuals, so that violence, initiating conflict and violence, the India research team was paying for their commissary, weekly commissary, and other methods, phone cards, green dots, and so forth. Green dot was a really big thing at the time. And so that they'd initiate these conflicts, so that they could judge the behavior or the inception of violence and how violence occurred in the mind. They were doing all this as a third party to the Sacramento judicial courthouse, who was trying to quantify how to prosecute thought, which is where we are. So these reenactments that I'm going through are because I lived through a year at 2011 of this treatment, unjustly incarcerated for terroristic threats with just psychic voices. I was already codified on the street as a known psychic entity, which is how I became ATL, because the courthouse, the Sacramento court system, knew I was codified psychic, and they were working with a third party, Indian being the India country. I don't have a specific name, they're from India, psychic researchers. So here, they're documenting behavior remotely through psi performance and other psychic communication tools. Blogging and so forth, but a manual thought blog at that time, sorry. So so here, I'm sorry, I just have to take a step back for a minute. It's been a cold night. So here we have the Zilla gang members who were at this time more aggressive physically, gangster sort of gang members, who learn in the Sacramento jail system, sheriff system, how to be aggressive without being physical, how to create confrontation and conflict and use that to their advantage. And at the same time, they learn about their psychic abilities. The Indian psychic research team inadvertently trained the criminal element in Sacramento. The criminal element in Sacramento had a handshake deal with Sacramento police. This is how they began to get in bed together. And then you have the court system, which was making ATL above the law for codified psychics in Sacramento. They taught bad people bad behavior. And it's these behaviors that have gone on to make the massive multiplayer online games through psychic communication. Not online, but psychic communication. It's these sort of games that upended the president, his daughter, that codified newscasters into a state of disillusionment, into drug activity. They gamed entire society. Basically, our country had some issues, but if there hadn't have been a lights out Sacramento from 2011, we may not have lost California. So allowing, and what's been documented is that India is now using this environment. The world wanted to know what happened. How did this happen? Well, the Indian researchers are controlling this environment by handing out things to the homeless people in this area, as they did to the, as long as they do as requested, they hand out objects in the environment, as they did with the jail team, or the jail team would have been the criminal element in the jail that was creating negative situations leading to violence, so that they could judge violence remotely through psychic communication and look for the inception of it. There were some other marketing things going on too, but that was more along the line. That came later at CMF. And that was a Hollywood funded effort. All right, it's a psychic project. I just wanted to get that down. Also, the psychic prosecutor in Sacramento was upended to the street as the criminal element subverted everything. Zilla became the standard. And they learned about drug storage inside of this time period. Between my 2011 year incarceration and having to be returned unjustly and sent off to prison, I noticed they went from a physical brutality in RCCC to mental disturbance creating negative circumstances. I was in the dorm environment. I'm sorry, not D-dorm. I was in the dorm barracks environment, barracks of RCCC, and there was physical brutality. And then I went to the CBF unit in 2012, and it was a gaming situation in creating negativity, looking to provoke conflict. Totally different thing. totally different animal. They have become different. They had learned different behaviors, and they were using them to create conflict with inmates outside of the violent dynamic. And I wanted to stress one other thing. In Seattle, it looks like they may have attempted this previously with me alone in 2006-07. Because there was something odd about a stay up there. But this was the one that had extensive file inside the courthouse on me. So this is where the paper trail goes. All right, the second mill, it's the second project closing.